This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions. Chris Switz with you. I was watching an episode of a program filmed in a London hospital over a 24-hour period. It showed many people, you might have seen this yourself, coming to the emergency seeking medical assistance. And one old man had fallen and there were fears that he might have fractured his skull. He tripped down the stairs of his unit. Well, he eventually recovered, and months later the TV crew showed him at home. He looked and felt much better, and he said he missed his wife, who had died years before. And he said, "I used to go to bed 10 minutes earlier than she did, and I would warm up her side of the bed, and when she came in, I'd move to my side. I didn't mind in the least." He said, "That's what I should do." He said, "I love my wife." Very simple story, and perhaps a little sentimental, but it showed to me the true meaning of that word tenderness. He was a tender and loving man who was kind and considerate to his wife. And we sometimes see this in action. You know, a senior citizen's waiting in a queue at the airport and struggles with her baggage, and a lot of people just ignore that. But occasionally, someone who's kind-hearted, a fellow passenger, will stop and offer help. Now, it's no big deal, but to that older person, it does mean a lot. But being cold and callous means you don't really have feelings for others. You know, like, it's get out of my way, I'm in a hurry. It's that attitude. But tender-hearted people, they've got this natural ability to empathize with others and to feel what they're feeling. But hard-hearted people, they look at people who are hurting and they say, well, I wonder what their problem is. It's hard to believe this story, but it's true. 1998 in Chicago, a 15-year-old boy whose name was Christopher, he lay bleeding on the ground from a gunshot wound. Someone had shot him in the abdomen just steps away from a hospital. And the rules required at that time that ambulances bring in the patients, and frustrated police finally carried this fatally wounded young 15-year-old boy into Ravenswood Hospital. Nobody who was qualified would help him, and this poor young man died a little time later. And witnesses at the scene said that the emergency workers at the hospital refused to come to his aid despite their pleading. They said, "We can't. The hospital rules forbid us for doing this." And so the spokesman at the hospital, a woman, said that the emergency room personnel were barred from giving care outside the hospital. They couldn't do it. So isn't this ridiculous when rules and regulations get in the way of compassion? And actually, President Clinton, a few days after that, threatened to cut off funding to hospitals who used this rule. So it was all changed, thank goodness. Hard-hearted people need to ask some questions. How would it feel to be myself, to be handicapped, unemployed, widowed, or terminally ill, for example, or just physically sick? Would people help me? And despite his very busy schedule, I'm going back to the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln often visited the hospitals to cheer the wounded soldiers. And one day he saw a young fellow who was near death. "Is there anything I can do for you?" asked Abraham Lincoln, who was, in fact, a very compassionate man. And the boy said, "Please write a letter to my mother." Now, the soldier didn't know that this was Abraham Lincoln, so he sat down, the president sat down and wrote out this letter. "My dearest mother, I was badly hurt while doing my duty. I won't recover from this. Don't sorrow too much for me. May God bless you and father. Kiss Mary and John for me." The young man, as he spoke this out, and Lincoln signed the letter for him, and then it had at the bottom, "Written for your son by Abraham Lincoln." Asking to see the note, the soldier was astonished to discover that the President of the United States had given him such kindness. "Are you really the President?" "Yes." "Is there anything else I can do?" "Will you please hold my hand?" he said. "I think it would help me through to the end." And here was Abraham Lincoln, this tall, gaunt man, giving the boy a request, offering warm words of encouragement. You know, that's what it is. Try a little tenderness, a little kindness. And that's what the Bible says, to be kind to one another as God in Christ forgave you. And there is teaching, of course, in the Bible to be tender-hearted. Loving Father, sometimes we're too hard, we're callous, we don't care about people. May you instill in us that empathy and sympathy for others. Amen.